The Glenwood Springs City Council Thursday voted to allow the Roaring Fork Transit Authority to continue services within the city limits. Councilmember Charlie Willman last week suggested asking RAFTA officials to add stricter requirements for riders before ending bus service in town. RAFTA will require facial coverings on all passengers beginning Monday, April 13th. Council also discussed whether to place restrictions on stores more than what stores already have in place. Carl Hanlon, city attorney, gave an account of what some stores are doing.
Lowe's is trying to advise people that they're supposed to be there only for essential items. Walmart corporate came down with a 20% of store capacity, which is roughly 5 people per 1,000 square feet, and that they're probably going to implement one-way aisles, and they are instituting the face coverings. City Market is currently working at about 50% of capacity, roughly 162 people, and they have had to shut the store down a couple of times to meet that. Natural Grocers really didn't have an idea of what exactly corporate wanted them to be doing, and they advise on face coverings, but the people don't seem to be particularly interested in heeding that advice, and they don't feel like there's much more they can do about it.
Council decided to recommend that retailers require facial coverings for all customers and honor Colorado's social distancing orders. The city plans to create signs to help businesses enforce the recommendation.